Support for NPR comes from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, announcing Kids Count, a state-by-state look at child well-being and juvenile justice reform at aecf.org.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. Edward Vardoliak's lawyers are due to start picking a jury in federal court tomorrow. Vardoliak, nicknamed Fast Eddie, was a longtime Chicago alderman who lost a fight to become the city's mayor and is now fighting to stay out of federal prison. The 69-year-old Vardoliak's trial is on charges of receiving a kickback in a real estate deal. The charges stem from the same investigation that led to the fraud conviction of political fundraiser Tony Resco. Indiana's largest school district plans to close six more schools and lay off as many as 400 teachers in a shakeup that would send thousands of students to different schools. Indianapolis Public Schools Superintendent Eugene White says he also expects deep cuts in the district's central office because of its difficult financial situation. Machinist union members ratified a new contract with Boeing yesterday, ending an eight-week strike. The workers are expected to return to work tonight. The union has said the contract protects more than 5,000 factory jobs, prevents the outsourcing of certain positions, and preserves health care benefits. And the oldest daughter of Illinois Senator Dick Durbin has died. She was 40 years old. Christine Durbin died in a Washington, D.C. area hospital yesterday from complications relating to congenital heart condition. Northern Trust, based in Chicago, will soon get a big cash injection from the federal government. It's part of the government's massive financial bailout program. Sam Hetzig reports.
The Treasury will invest $1.5 billion in Northern Trust. This is part of the $250 billion government plan to shore up U.S. banks so they'll be more likely to loan money. Some consumers and businesses have had a hard time getting loans recently. A Northern Trust spokesperson says the company's capital position was already in good shape, but he says the injection of federal money is a chance to obtain significant capital on good terms. The company's stock has lost more than 40% of its value since peaking 6 weeks ago. I'm Sam Hudzik.
And this is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. More of AM 580 News in an hour. The time, it's 6.5 minutes past 8.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Senator John McCain returns to Pennsylvania today. The Republican presidential nominee sees this as one of his last best chances to win a blue state, a state that Democrats have carried in recent elections. McCain has been spending most of his time trying to avoid a loss in traditional red states, as NPR Scott Horsley reports.
On this final weekend of the presidential campaign, when time is scarce, John McCain is spending a lot of his in Pennsylvania. Yesterday, it was the small town of Percocet in Bucks County, midway between Allentown and Philadelphia.
We need to win in Pennsylvania on November the 4th, and with your help, we're going to win here in Pennsylvania, and we're going to bring real change to Washington.
McCain is hoping to pick off enough conservative Democrats and independents, along with Republicans from Pennsylvania's midsection, to capture the state for the GOP for the first time since 1988. For months now, McCain's been touting tax cuts as the key to reviving the nation's sagging economy. The nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says the biggest beneficiaries of his plan would be the wealthiest 20% of Americans. But by repeatedly invoking Joe the Plumber in recent weeks, McCain has managed to repackage his proposal as a boon to small business. And that made an impression on Pennsylvania voter Louise Kennedy.
My son has a small business, and I believe that that is true, that he is for a small business.
Kennedy, who's a follower of Focus on the Family founder James Dobson, is also attracted to McCain by his opposition to abortion.
I'm a conservative first, but I'm also a believer, and I'm a born-again believer, and I believe in what he stands for.
Kennedy was one of several thousand supporters spilling out of an airport hangar in Percocet. Although polls still show Obama leading in Pennsylvania, Democratic Governor Ed Rendell says it's close, and McCain says he's closing in.
When I see this great support, I know we're going to win. I know we're going to win in Pennsylvania. I know we're going to win.
McCain returns to Pennsylvania for two more rallies today, but last night he took a detour to New York for a guest shot on Saturday Night Live. He spoofed Obama's big budget.